The BATTLEFORDS, Jeff McFarlane, a former principal of the Neilburg Comprehensive High School found guilty of sexually assaulting a student, has now been released from the Saskatoon Correctional Center following an appeal. According to McFarlane's lawyer, Brady Knight, the Crown consented to his release after an appeal was filed with King's Bench on September 1, the same day McFarlane was sentenced to 6 months in jail. The notice of appeal argues on the basis that Judge Kevin Hill erred in law during the conviction by failing to consider the evidence as a whole, specifically evidence regarding students grabbing each other, buttocks as a prank, misapprehending the evidence of various youth witnesses, misapplying the test in R.V. Villaroman, 2016 SCC 33, shifting the burden of proof to the accused, and improperly considering a previous allegation made against the accused. The appeal also argues that Judge Hill erred in law during sentencing by imposing a sentencing that is demonstrably unfit, failing to properly consider all mitigation factions, overemphasizing denunciation and deterrence to the detriment of all other applicable sentencing principles, and such further grounds as counsel may specify in an amended notice of appeal. They are seeking acquittal on all charges, the order of a new trial, or that McFarlane's sentence being set aside and be substituted for 90-day sentence served intermittently as was sought by the defense following conviction in April. When asked why McFarlane and Knight moved forward with this appeal, Knight said he'd mostly let their notice of appeal speak to that, although he added that it's a situation where we reviewed the trial transcripts and were of the view there are appealable errors of law, and that's why we have the appellate courts to have a court of review for the lower courts, provincial court, decisions, Knight told the News Optimist. Right now we're waiting on the transcripts, particularly from the sentencing proceedings. I wouldn't anticipate the actual appeal being heard until sometime early in the new year, but that's ultimately going to be up to the court, Knight said.